Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Wednesday, April 22, 2026. Paul here, joined by our esteemed analyst Jane, to dive into today's top stories.
Thanks, Paul. It's always a busy day in AI, and today is no exception, with some really significant developments across the board. I'm ready to dig in.
Absolutely. Kicking things off with a major win for AI in cybersecurity, Anthropic's Claude Mythos helped Firefox patch a staggering 271 security bugs in just one release. That's a huge number, Jane.
It really is, Paul. This highlights the incredible potential of large language models like Mythos to scour vast code bases and identify vulnerabilities that human teams might miss for years. It's a game changer for software security, actually.
From security to acquisitions, SpaceX is reportedly exploring a massive $60 billion deal to acquire the AI coding tool Cursor. $60 billion for a coding tool, Jane, that's an eye-watering figure. Less than person two, greater than it certainly is, and it speaks volumes about the value of specialized AI tools, especially in a company like SpaceX that relies so heavily on complex software development. This could drastically accelerate their engineering capabilities, which is huge for them. Less than person one, greater than, and. Shifting to something a bit more, shall we say, controversial, Meta is reportedly tracking employee mouse movements and keystrokes to train its AI agents. What are your thoughts on that, Jane? Less than person two, greater than, well, Paul, it raises significant privacy and ethical questions, even if it's for internal training purposes. While companies often monitor employee activity, explicitly linking it to AI agent training takes it to another level. You know, and I'm sure it's sparking a lot of internal debate at Meta. Less than person one, greater than. Moving on to big money, Amazon has significantly increased its investment in Anthropic, bringing their total commitment to a massive $33 billion. This really underscores the intense competition in the AI foundational model space, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Amazon is clearly all in on Anthropic, signaling their belief in Claude's long-term potential and market position. This kind of investment fuels the development race and shows how high the stakes are for these major tech players.
And speaking of foundational tech, Google just unveiled its 8th-generation TPUs. The 8T and 8i, promising significant performance gains for AI training and inference. More powerful hardware means more powerful AI, right?
Exactly, Paul. These new TPUs are purpose-built for the quote-unquote agentic era, meaning they're optimized for the complex, iterative tasks that next-gen AI agents will perform. It's about pushing the boundaries of what AI can actually do in real time.
We also saw a rumor circulating about OpenAI's GPT 5.5, codenamed Spud, expected to launch with significant efficiency gains. That's exciting for anyone using their models, especially for cost and speed.
Definitely. Efficiency is becoming as crucial as raw capability in the AI world, especially for enterprise adoption. If GPT 5.5 can deliver on those promises, it could make advanced AI more accessible and cost-effective for a much wider range of applications, which is a big deal.
And just a quick one that made me chuckle. Sullivan and Cromwell had to apologize to a judge after their AI hallucinated fake case citations. A stark reminder that even the best tools need human oversight.
Indeed, Paul. It's a classic example of the hallucination problem we still see with LLMs, especially in fields like law where accuracy is paramount. It just reinforces that AI is a tool, not a replacement, for human expertise and verification.
All right, that wraps up our top stories for today's MergeSort AI Digest. Thank you, Jane, for your invaluable insights.
My pleasure, Paul. Oh, always a lot to unpack.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.